Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
All right, once again, welcome to Buckhead Business Radio X. Rich Casanova here in the Buckhead studios. And everybody, I appreciate all guests here this morning. We're not really braving the weather. I think it was a little bit of a false alarm, but certainly it'll be quite a bit different 24 hours from now. And again, thank for everybody for being here this morning. And we're going to get underway. I actually have interesting guests here this morning. We have, I'll be introducing in a minute, Michael Moore as our guest and co-host. And so, Michael, a little bit about yourself. You're from Alabama and an Eagle Scout, which is pretty military officer during the unpopular war, recovering banker and entrepreneur, BS degree in accounting and finance from Auburn University in 72, and been in the banking industry for a number of years as well, right?
Correct.
And but you consider yourself always been an entrepreneur since the age of 8?
That's correct. Started my first early business by convincing my brother that we needed three paper routes between the two of us so we could make enough money to make it worthwhile.
All right. And more recently, over 40 years of diverse experience in leadership, banking, manufacturing, retailing. We'll learn a little bit more about that in a moment. And but you're currently involved as an ambassador for the Ritz Group and a member of the Atlanta Micro Fund and College Park Entrepreneurial Fund.
That's correct. Those keep you busy pretty much every day.
Yeah, no doubt.
In many different ways.
Okay. And so I look forward to you helping me out and being here as a guest host with introducing our other guest here as well this morning. But first up, let's learn a little bit about yourself. And so I've often called you Mr. Buckhead. I don't know if you claim to that title or not, but you have quite a long history here in Buckhead.
Well, it's interesting. When you come to a city like Atlanta, there's certain pockets where you settle. I've been fortunate to live 40 years inside the donut almost now. I lived in Decatur for about 20 years up on Pill Hill near Sandy Springs for about 10 and then moved to the city. So I've always lived around Buckhead, participated in the church here, participated in social and civic activities here in Buckhead, and Count Sam Macell, our honorary mayor of Buckhead, is a close personal friend. And yes, I've been involved quite a bit. When you're touching that in many areas of the city, you begin to be familiar. And I know just one or two people hang out in this zip code.
Absolutely. And so speaking of the Atlanta region, what are some highlights or some things you feel are important or kind of unique, I guess, about your experience here in Atlanta?
Well, one of the things I learned early on was I joined your city or our city here in 1975 when I came back from the military, as you mentioned, and I was a banker. So immediately as I encompassed this area of all these counties, ever how many, 15, 17, 26, ever how many are in the region, I realized very quickly that people would come to Atlanta, whatever Atlanta meant to them, in good times and in bad times, because I came back at the beginning of good time in 1975 when we were growing again, and we had just had a serious depression. So I'm going to say if you come here and enjoy it and you stay here, or if you're unfortunate enough to have to leave it for some reason to search for a new bride or a new vocation, you need to plan for a way to get back. So there's a lot of good stuff here, and other guests today will talk about some of the good things that we have happening. I'm involved currently at the fringe of the perimeter now down in College Park, and people say, well, gracious, why are you there? Why are you spending time in College Park? You're a Buckhead guy. And well, you need to go somewhere where you can truly use your time and your talents to make a difference. And so I try to do that every day.
And we've known each other for quite a while, and I know a few interests of yours as well as we mentioned during the intro. But and I'm sure we're going to have some folks on from the Ritz Group in future shows, but tell us a little bit about what's behind the Ritz Group.
Well, the Ritz Group is one of those things started here in Buckhead, and it predates a thing called Shark Tank.
Right.
But about 2 years ago, we remodeled our process, and it was a 20-plus-year-old organization started right across the street, almost in the shadow of the Ritz Hotel over here where we are, that brought people together who were bringing something to Atlanta. It was started by a gentleman who came here as a recruiter, a career transition fellow, and he needed a space to meet folks, so every day at 9 o'clock, he showed up in the coffee bar there at the Ritz, and he made friends and had meetings. And a few months later, he decided it would be time to call all those people he met back together. And on meeting one, he only had 30 or 40 folks, but we grew to 300-plus people. And that's 20-plus years ago. And 2 years ago, Larry White was able to take that group on, and we've been working for a way to get entrepreneurs and venture people together since actually February of 2002. And everybody remembers why we were trying to revise the economy. And finally are doing that every month down here at the City Club of Buckhead, third Thursday of every month. We have a shark attack, and we have a Ritz Group meeting, and go out there to ritzgroup.org, and you'll find it.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, I've known you for quite a number of years, but you recently introduced me to Larry and was very impressed with his background, what he's been doing with the Ritz Group, and attended the shark attack event and was very impressed. That was a great experience. And also in your background, I know that you're a past president of the BBA, or Buckhead Business Association, as well.
Well, again, if you're going to join a community, you better figure out how you can be a very good part, or maybe even lead it. I was honored back in 2003 to occupy the chair of that organization, and it pretty well established me, as you said, as Mr. Buckhead, because one of the processes are, if new people come to town or somebody wants to do something different, they typically seek out what we call our local chamber of commerce, which is the Buckhead Business Association. And they meet every Thursday morning and have a good time of fellowship, again, right here in the City Club at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Thursday morning, except when we have special luncheons. Join us, buckheadbusiness.org.
Hopefully our listeners are taking good notes, but we'll put this up on the website as well. And finally, two other organizations I know you're involved in, the Buckhead 50 Club. Now, is that, do you have to be 50? I don't know if any of our listeners are in the audience are eligible, or is that, that's not the ARAIP, right?
Well, let's have some fun with that. Let's see. For attendance reason, you must be male.
Okay. And,
except for Mary Norwood. We had her visit last month.
Okay.
You must be the first 50 guests to show up, otherwise we lock the door and the secret code supply.
Nice.
You have to be 50 years old. No, not really anymore.
Okay.
And most people go, why did you do that? When did you do that? Well, the when part's important. We've been meeting every month, except July, for 82 years.
Wow.
And people laugh at me when I say the reason the Buckhead 50 exists was the original mission was to determine the order in which the streets were paved in Buckhead, because both of them were dirt back in 1932.
All right. So it's not the Buckhead, it's not the 82 Club or whatever.
Yeah. No, it's not the 82 Club, it's the 50s that we kept the name.
And then finally, this one intrigues me. Tells myself and a guest and listeners, what's this Soul Food Museum?
Oh, that's going to be another whole show down the road here.
Right.
We are down in Vine City under the shadow of the New Dome, part of the Blank Foundation's bequeath to our city. We're going to have an Atlanta Soul Food Museum, which will have some phenomenal activities around it. And like I said, that'll be a new show. People tune in to see that one later.
So I'm guessing it's a little too early of the program, the hour of the day, and the calendar on the year for you to have brought in some samples or from some soul food, right?
Well, if we have a 3-day snowstorm, come to my house for fresh collards.
All right, nice. Well, Michael, once again, I really appreciate you your time here today and joining us on Buckhead Business Radio X. And I know you're looking forward to staying around and helping interview and find out some interesting stories from other folks here in the studio and what makes their business tick. So
it'll be my honor and my pleasure to be part of early shows here. So let's get at it.
All right, nice. thanks again. So our first guest up here, Mark Hamm. I've known Mark for a while. Actually, I believe we met at one of your events you were hosting at the City Club as well, if I'm not correct. And let me tell you a little bit about our listeners about Mark, and then have you jump in. So you're the founder principal and 15 years of corporate experience, lead web developer and designer with Citibank, Salomon Smith Barney, combined with your entrepreneurial acumen and a talented team to create full-service business imaging firm. Right, from concept to implementation. And now this is kind of interesting, a little bit of your backstory, and maybe you can elaborate on this, but your entrepreneurial spirit hails from your father, Jerry Hamm, shoe repair owner, operator for 31 years, and his brother, Jerry Hamm, a Greek paraphernalia business owner since 88. Okay, and then a little bit about yourself, and then I'll have you jump in and elaborate on this, but the since age 5. So, Michael, what did you say at age 8? So he's got you up by a couple of years or whatever. Yeah, right. But in family shops, originally from East Orange, New Jersey. Okay, it says 1995, but you weren't born in 1995.
No, I graduated college in 1995.
Okay, Rutgers, Newark?
I went
in Bloomfield College.
Oh, yeah. So at 5 years old, I grew up in my pop shop, Jerry's Shoe Shop. And father was an entrepreneur. He was from North Carolina, and he got here and was working at the Five and Dime. I don't know if you guys remember the Five and Dime on Main Street in Orange. And I guess he got to work late one day, or the bus was running late, and his boss said, Jerry, hey, you're late again. And he's like, hey, get off my back, you know. Right. You know, I've been thinking about starting my own business anyway. So my pops, he got a loan and found a place on Main Street in Orange and started his own shoe shop. And that was the beginning of my entrepreneurial spirit.
Right. Sometimes we just need that little kicker or that little incentive or whatever, right?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I sat there all those years as a kid and watched him handle the clients coming in and, you know, greeting them and joking around with them. And, you know, we would see anybody from lawyers to garbage men, policemen, all kinds of walks of life come through the door. And it really taught me a lot of how to relate to people. I didn't realize how much until I started my own business.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I know you have your hands in a few different things, and look forward to hearing a little bit more about that. But speaking of your procurement websites, how long have you been operating that?
I started procurement websites February 2nd, 2005. Basically wanted to stay at home and support my son going back and forth to school. And so I started my business out of my home. And procurement websites, the tagline is, if you don't have a website, then you're not in business. And, right. You know, a lot of people walk up to me and go, wait a minute, what do you mean? You know, I've been in business, but I don't have a website.
Right.
And I'm like, well, you're not in business then. Procurement websites, we basically do web design, graphics, logos, business cards, brochures, postcards, business plans, and a bunch of marketing. We're doing a lot of marketing these days. You know, people want to leave their job and start their own business. So we assist with that. We go a little further than just building a product.
Right.
We get to know the client and build something around them.
Now, I know you're motivated. That's a kind of given. But I guess what gets you up in the morning? What motivates you as a business person?
I love people. I love technology. And the two together motivate me to just get up. You know, I almost can't sleep at night because I want to work on something.
Right.
I'm very graphically and spiritually inclined, and the two come together, and I produce websites and business cards and all kind of graphic stuff. It's just in me. I went to college at 13.
Wow.
For game design. You remember Atari and those books?
Well, I'm more of a Pong guy. I remember Pong.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Pong, I was writing those games as a kid.
Jeez.
And I was really gifted, but something happened. Puberty, I guess.
I was still running a lemonade stand at 13. But
I was going to say, if you do all those fun things, you know, Mark, you mentioned two things that keyed my interest. One is that website. It puts people out in front of folks and being in business. But I've used websites a couple of times already in the presentation this morning. You need to point people to where there's more information so they can hear your story.
Exactly.
One of the things Rich didn't focus on earlier was how I use a moniker here in the city. I made my own, being Michael Moore. I had to create something since I don't do movies, but I call myself the Rainmaker and Chief Storyteller because telling that story and making things happen. And I know you do a great job of that. I understand you have a networking event that comes off quite regularly, and you have a lot of fun with that. And, of course, that does connect folks. And use those business cards, use those websites to drive people to more information.
Yeah, tell us about that event coming up here in March, right?
Yes.
It's an annual event. How many years now?
This is the 9th year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every year I basically throw an event to thank my clients and introduce them to my other clients. I always talk to one client. He says, hey, I need something. And I go, well, I have a client over here that, you know, you'd be more than glad to meet and network with. So that's kind of how it started. And so we'll do a dinner. Like this year, we're up at Lake Lanier. We have a boat ride.
I saw the pictures or whatever. Yeah, I'm in, right?
Yeah,
I got you on the radio.
Rich,
yeah,
Rich, you're always in.
Do you have two tickets available?
Mike.
Well, he's going to.
Michael, only if I can get breakfast over at the Ritz Group.
Right,
you know.
Yeah.
We can do.
We'll work this out. Yeah. We'll make it happen. Yeah.
We'll work something out, Michael.
So how many folks you have attend? This year?
100.
100.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. 100 tickets. So, Rich, we got two down. He's got 98,
I got 98
other friends.
Left.
We got 98, yeah. I'm sure he's already sold a few, whatever. Yeah.
Now, is that a free event or is that a special by invitation? What do you do?
It's special by invitation only. We have vendors. We have catered food. We have the boat. We play in poker. You know, just
is there money involved?
No,
there's not going to be any snow and ice like today, right?
No, not at all. And you can win door prizes. We're giving away a TV. We always give away something like that.
Yeah. Wait a minute. There's no such thing as a TV. You mean a
flat
panel?
Screen. Yeah, flat screen.
A smart TV.
Yeah, smart TV.
I guess TV is still in the word somewhere.
You're pretty smart, Michael.
For vendors, how might a vendor get involved, or what's the cost and arrangements for that?
We charge the vendors $100, and they get to come and display all their products as well as speak for the day. So we'll have a few speakers and vendors, and they can go online and register. They can go to my website, procurementwebsites.com, and it's procurement websites with an s.com.
I feel like we should have a chime that you did the correct spelling right here. Yeah. Well, again, we'll have this posted on the site as well.
Yeah.
But and so that's where they'll also get tickets as well?
Correct. They can purchase tickets for the networking event, which is $25 if they want to attend the event.
Right.
And $50 total if they want to come to the event and ride the boat.
That's a deal of a century.
Yeah,
or you can be $25 and wave at the dock or whatever. Yeah.
While we're pulling out.
So water skiing's optional, right?
Yeah, definitely. You're on your own with that.
So now some other businesses you're involved in. I know a talent management company, and I love this name. Maybe tell us a little backstory of Break a Leg Talent. I know that was the event, I think, we've met before, but that's the event we were hanging out at the City Club with. And so you represent actors and models, singers, writers.
Correct.
Directors.
Yeah, Break a Leg Talent Management is actually my retirement business. It's about 15 years early. I used to be an actor back in New Jersey and New York. And the next evolution of acting once I retired from it was, you know, helping other actors. And so it's my passion. You know, you have that one job that's not a job. It's something you love to do. And this is something I love to do. I love teaching the other actors and models and singers and writers, you know, a bit of what I learned in the business. And I've been in the business since I was 17, first professional job. At 17 years old, flew me out and gave me a script, a car, and a hotel, and one groupie.
You've arrived, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, I arrived. And I just fell in love with the business at an early age. I was always one of those performer kind of guys, you know, put me on stage and I'm ready to go.
What were some of your favorite you know, films or productions or events that you were involved in as an actor in that background?
One of my favorite jobs was Homicide: Life on the Street. I was about 25 years old, and I went down to Baltimore. And my last $10, I caught the bus, and I'm there auditioning. And I go in, and this is like my third time. And they knew I was a little anxious. They said, "You know, hang in there. We're just looking for the right role for you." And I got to meet Andre Breuer at the time, and so I auditioned. I really felt good about it, and I went back in the lobby and walked out and sat across the street, and I just was like, man, I wish I could get one of these, but at least I got a round-trip bus ticket. When my pager went off, you know how long ago that was,
because exactly,
it was a pager.
That dated yourself right there, yeah.
And they wanted to hire me, and so I, you know, stayed in a hotel, and I had a groupie, I had a trailer, and they gave me a cell phone, and I'm calling the guys back home at the barbershop, like, look. Like, as if they could see through a cell phone.
Right.
And the Homicide was awesome. They had a helicopter.
Wow.
The cops were chasing me. I had a stunt double jumping over cars, and it was snowing. I had a fake handgun. And the handgun, I had it clenched so tight you could see the imprint in my hand, you know, from running down the street. And I just fell in love with it. You know, like, I was really engulfed, like I'm this criminal running through the street. It was awesome.
I'm not sure if it's a good idea to have been carrying a fake handgun on the streets of Baltimore.
That's pretty dangerous.
You're asking for trouble right there.
You know, that visual you said, I could see you just across the street now. Your pager went off, and I was thinking about the street artist in Baltimore, and I could see you dancing across the street to get back over there.
Yeah, I basically did.
I'm sure you did, and it hit about every third foot, right?
Oh, yeah.
Man, congratulations. Hey, what a way to start a career.
Yeah.
And
you
have some other interests in the film development and in theater and stage, and I think you got some of those coming up we're going to talk about in the next session.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have a great guest here as well. Before we introduce our next guest, and tell us a little bit about current projects you're working on. We mentioned the networking event, your consultant firm.
Now, Rich, that's one of those wide open consulting firms. What's your next gig going to look like for consulting? Tell us a little about what your successes are and where you're best placed.
Well, we're doing a lot of things this year. We're working on a gospel play. It's called Mama's Prayer, and we're putting it on up at the Riverside Epicenter across the street from Word of Faith. I'm a member of Word of Faith Church in Austell, Bishop Dale C. Bronner.
And, put a little plug in for the bishop there, yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah. That never hurts, whatever. Yeah,
right. Thanks, Bishop. Yeah. Bishop built the Epicenter, and just to give you an idea, if you haven't been there, the Epicenter has rock climbing, has a gym, a bowling alley, has a gorgeous theater in it, has a cafe. You could even do business meetings from here to China.
I met them at an expo before they were opening in the grand opening. That's over South Cobb near. Six Flags area,
right? Yeah, right at Six Flags, correct.
Corner of?
It's very impressive, yeah.
Yeah. So we're doing this play, Mama's Prayer, and we met Reginald Batiste. He's a writer-director of this play. Very talented playwright. He's so energetic and passionate about his project. We were like, it's a no-brainer, you know?
Yeah, and we're going to be speaking with Reginald in just a moment. Before we wrap up with you, Mark, and in a minute, remind our listeners how they get back in touch with you. But this caught my eye as well. I was you're currently working on three books.
Correct.
I mean, Jerry's Shoe Service.
Yeah.
Right?
I think we know that storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm basically writing three books all at the same time, right?
Why not, right?
Yeah, one is Jerry's Shoe Service, and it's all about an entrepreneur, a little kid coming from a small town in North Carolina and coming to the big city and taking care of his family and going through the ups and downs and how that inspired others and just from an entrepreneurial point of view, basically.
Okay. And then you have the second book is Muse, Poetry Inspired by Women.
Yeah, I've been writing since, I don't know, about 15 years old. I used to write rap. I used to write poems, love letters, and I included all the ones that were inspired by a woman or a female at the time. And I put them in a book, and it's called Muse, you know, Inspired by a Woman. And actually, the third book is Muse 2. And I don't know if I can say it on the radio. I won't. But Ain't That About Something is right. The title of the third one.
Michael, I think it's interesting. Not only is he working at three books at the same time, but he's working on book number two. And he's already have the follow-up.
The sequel.
The
right.
sequel the before even book two is even written or whatever. So I mean,
I think this guy's got some interesting things for Atlanta. And boy, I tell you what, the bishop's certainly fortunate to have you in the congregation because you're going to keep some people stirred up.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
All right. And speaking of getting things stirred up, we're going to segue. Well, first of all, actually, remind again our listeners. So what's the best way to get in touch with you and all your goings on?
They can reach me at procurementwebsites.com or they can just call me at 770-954-9141. My name is Mark Hamm. And of course, with procurement websites, I always say if you don't have a website, then you're not in business. I also have another business that we didn't have a chance to mention.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, that's the tell us a little bit about that.
Mojo's Intimates. It basically caters to perfume and cologne and gifts for her. And let me tell you how it started. It's kind of funny. My cousin in North Carolina was getting married, and he didn't know what to get his wife. So I put together like a little package for him and a basket of cologne and perfume and lingerie and put it all in plastic and gave it to him. And his wife was like, "Man, this is the best gift you ever gave. Why don't you do this all the time?" And so it kind of gave me an idea. I was the romantic one with all my friends, so I would do all their Valentine's Day gifts.
And you saw the dollar signs on that too.
Well,
yeah.
That now you're a true consultant because you're finding a need and you're meeting it, helping people meet that need. And how is this coincidental? We're almost at Valentine's Day, so I bet you're going to get some extra traffic. Let's talk about how important it is to be seen out there, and that's what websites do. So what's the website for that one? I need to write that down right now.
Mojosintimates.com.
Mojos, and I can spell it M-O-J-O.
M-O-J-O-S-I-N-T-I-M-A-T-E-S.
And now for that commercial plug, what's the range of cost for products on Mojos?
Oh, as low as $10.
As reasonably priced as.
Yes. And then we have some high-end perfumes that range up to a couple hundred dollars, $300.
Man, I don't know about you, Mike. I was feeling pretty good before I started, but I feel like a slacker now comparing to
These
Mark
These guys
here.
have things on their list that we only dream of, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you. All right, so Mark, thanks again for being here. And so I'm going to let you do the honors, if you don't mind. We talked beforehand. You have Reginald here in the studio as your guest. And if you might just take a minute and tell us a little bit about Reginald before we bring him up to the microphone.
All right. So Reginald Batiste, he's a writer-director. All the pieces he writes are pretty much spiritual, which is a great thing. He wrote this piece called Mama's Prayer, and it's so inspirational. When I first read it, you know, I said, oh, this is pretty good. And I got to sit and look at rehearsal, and I heard him write music for this. And I didn't even know there was a music aspect to it. I saw the rehearsal plus the music, and I was automatically in. Reginald, he's originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and he's been writing plays, and he's a songwriter. He writes poetry. And I'm so glad to welcome him into our church. He's coming over to Word of Faith now.
Yes.
And, he can't back out now. He just announced it on the air. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to hold his hand on church come Sunday and walk him to the altar.
Center aisle.
Yeah, hand him up. We're going to get there like 7 o'clock for the 8:30 service and sit in the first row.
Welcome to the show, Reginald. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to introduce Reginald Batiste, a great person. You know, I met his daughter a couple weeks ago, and I was like, wow, she's tall, isn't she? Reginald's about 6'4". What are you, about 6'4"?
Yeah.
Go ahead, 6'5". We're just on the radio. No one will know.
Yeah, and I'm 6 feet myself. but a great guy, and I let him talk himself, but I just wanted to welcome Reginald Batiste to the show.
Absolutely. On behalf of Buckhead Business Radio X, Reginald, welcome again.
And he's also a member of Break a Lake Talent. We signed him a couple weeks ago.
Oh, sweet.
Sure. Yeah. Big names. Yeah. Reginald, big guy.
I feel like we're in the thrones of celebrity here, right? All of a sudden, yeah. So Reginald, welcome again. We just Mark had told me a little bit about yourself, but we just met briefly in the our green room here at the studio. But tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, first of all, I would like to thank you guys for having us.
Sure.
And it's an honor to be here, and also thank Mr. Mark Hamm here for that wonderful introduction. Basically, I'm a playwright. You know, I was inspired, you know, a few years ago. I always wrote, but even as a child, I used to write the little girls, the poems, and, you know, roses are red, violets are blue, and all that stuff. But really didn't think.
All that stuff doesn't rhyme, by the way, yeah. I'm not a poet, but I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah, it's not in print yet, but we're still edited a little bit.
Mark will help you with that.
It used to work, though. It used to
work. Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Well, you're 6'5" and an actor or whatever, yeah, you can pull off a lot of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the girls were listening, or maybe they couldn't read. But
Basically, and never really paid him any much attention to the writing. Just did it, poems or whatever, you know, journals and that kind of stuff. And, you know, then as I got older, like in my 20s, I just started writing different screenplays. But then as I reached the age of 30 or so, everything I started writing at that point was always spiritual. You know, I just felt that, you know, that's where, you know, God had me or want me to be. So, you know, that's the gift, the talent that he's given me. So I just use it basically, you know, for his glory. And, you know, that's what we do.
So who are you trying to reach, or what's the population?
Oh, good question. Thank you. Basically, you know, as young as 2 to 92, you know, we're just trying to reach everyone, you know, and just, you know, give them, you know, some positive, inspirational, you know, information out there, or something that's, you know, family oriented, that the entire family can go and enjoy without, you know, the violence, profanity, or anything like that. You know, so basically, just open to everyone.
Well, you know, Mark, you mentioned 2 to 92.
Reginald.
You mentioned 2 to 92.
Yes.
The 2-year-olds can't sit still very long, and the 92-year-olds can't sit still very long. So I sure hope this is a one-act play, right?
Well, you know, the good thing about that is, you know, we have acts. So we have act one, which is 45 minutes. We give them a 15-minute intermission, run to the bathroom, you know, shake off the cobwebs and all that good stuff, and then we finish it off with the act two.
Well, this is a great facility to be in. I've heard a lot of good things about the Epicenter, and a lot of people are going to want to come and see it. Now, how many folks are you looking to have attend?
Well, it seats 600, and we're doing 2 shows. We're doing a 1 o'clock and a 6 o'clock. So basically, we want everyone to attend. 600 plus 600, 1,200.
So this is what day of the week are you doing this on?
It's going to be the third Saturday of next month, March the 15th.
March the 15th. Yeah. So they need to get their tickets early. Now, how do they get tickets? This sounds like a fabulous event, an opportunity to put some families together that might not normally be in the same place on Saturday afternoon, especially 2 and 92.
That's true. Well, they can go to our website, www.mamasprayer.com. Mamas is M-A-M-A-S, prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R.com. And they can go right there and just purchase the tickets. The tickets are only $20. So
is that balcony or floor level, right?
Wherever you want to sit.
$20. What a deal to take a family out to. I know you'll have a lot of crowds there and a lot of interesting people. Really excited to see it. Now, you have some stars in this event, I understand?
Yes.
Tell us about your staff.
Yes, we have well-renowned comedian Willie Brown.
Whoa.
So he's going to be there. And, you know, he's very, very funny. Basically been, on television, clean Christian comedian, been on television, been to several of the churches throughout the city of Atlanta to perform. And we also have Mr. Roosevelt Bowles. He's a gospel artist as well. And also
we got James Jones. He's a member of Word of Faith. He leads the choir at Word of Faith, and he'll be in it as well. He's a great talent. I think he's releasing a CD soon. We can't plug that because I don't know the name of the CD. Forgive me, James.
They can tune into the website, or they can come hear Mama's Prayer. I'm sure there might be a table out in the lobby there during break and intermission, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I'm excited. That sounds like a fabulous place. Now, that's right off Riverside Drive in Austell. I heard it's close to Six Flags.
That's correct. Absolutely. It's the exact same exit?
It's the same exit. It's the Six Flags exit.
Six Flags exit. That's pretty easy to find going toward west, east, whichever way that is. West.
West
on I-20 and turn right at Six Flags.
What do you think the odds are of having Willie Brown in the studio here? And tell us a little bit more about that. I think it's a possibility?
I hadn't heard from him. I know he's on tour, so he said if he was available, he'd come from the airport and hang out with us for a little while.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Willie Brown is actually a client and friend of mine. Known Willie since New York, actually. And we've done a couple movies together, and we work here in Atlanta. He has a nonprofit organization where he helps kids. And so sometimes I go out and help him with the kids. And, he's in this show, him and his wife. His wife is, she does gospel mime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we got everybody in the show.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do his kids' programs revolve around, may I ask?
They take basically the inner city youth and teach them computers. They teach them job skills. They talk to them about, being upstanding in the community. And they basically just get them off the streets and expose them to a lot of different things. They take them to different plays. They take them to sporting events. And they teach them every week how to be a better person. And how that stems from, even if you're coming from, a broken home or, not doing too well in school. So they mentor them. And I every time he calls me and says, hey, can you come down? I just drop what I'm doing and go. And they're a bunch of great kids. One of the kids, I think he's going to be an actor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you mentoring him?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he's
that's a done deal, yeah.
Yeah, very, very talented kids, though.
But now, where's Willie from?
Willie's from... he hails from L.A. Willie was on BET in L.A. a few years ago, and he moved to Atlanta. He has a son. His son and my son are pretty much about the same age, and he wanted to kind of help his son be in an area where it was low-key, and so they moved to McDonough, Georgia, and
cool.
That's kind of where me and Willie really became tight.
Well, when you said whenever he calls, I run on down, I didn't think you were talking about L.A.
Yeah, but I would. Yeah. I would for Willie.
Well, we're blessed to have someone like him of that stature in our city working with kids and youth. That's just fabulous.
And media always gives back. I mean, you got to respect a guy like that.
And that's what servant leadership's all about.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, Reginald, tell us a little bit about your backstory, I guess, what led you up to or your background before A Mama's Prayer. What's a little bit of your backstory?
Well, like I said, I'm originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I moved, I went to school there, Louisiana Tech, and that's where I finished in nursing. So then at that point, did some traveling nursing and all that. And then I moved to Atlanta in February 2000. And at that point, I start more or less picking up the writing more, you know, although I'm still a nurse, you know, by profession, you know, that's what pays the bills right now. But I just start writing more. And so that's basically where I'm at right now. You know, I went back to school, you know, got my bachelor's in theology, my master's in pastoral psychology. So, you know, education is very important to me as well.
Do you feel like a lot of people compare you to like a Tyler Perry? You hear that a lot?
Yeah, for you not in the studio, he sort of looks
guessing, yeah, I'm guessing he does, yeah.
All the time.
Really, yeah.
All the time. And I,
well, that's not a bad person to model yourself after, man.
No, not at all. Not at all. And I you know,
I would take that as a compliment. I get that every so often. Not as often as I used to, whatever. Yeah.
you look like George Clooney.
Right, thank you. Yeah. I'll take that. Yeah.
Yeah, but it is a compliment, you know. And I didn't know if it was because we're pretty much from the same place, you know. Yeah. With him being from New Orleans, I'm 45 miles north, Baton Rouge. But I do get that quite often.
Do you feel like your pieces are close to, like Mama's Prayer, is that close to a Tyler Perry piece or?
No, I don't think it's exactly like Tyler Perry's piece, but I think there are some inspirational messages that goes on just like he does. There's a lot of funny things going on, drama and all that stuff, suspense. So in that aspect, yes, but the writing itself, I think we're a little different on the writing skills, yeah.
Now, speaking of writing, it's kind of a two-part question here, sure. Is what are your challenges in writing, and what's the challenge in putting in a production like this together?
Wow, good question. Good question, yes.
Finding a good space.
it took me a while to come up with one or whatever, but yeah.
Basically, the answer to the first question, challenges, just basically to really, really sit down and just think what the next piece is going to be. You know, once I get an idea, a grasp on what it is I want to write, the storyline, then literally I can knock out a script in 7 days, a week, you know. And that's not like...
Once it gets going, it's just like flows.
It just flows. Sure. Right? Yeah, literally.
Take us on a journey, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like it really just... It's running so fast in my mind until I'm trying to keep up with what the stories that's going on. But, you know, just basically just coming up with a storyline, you know. And, you know, Mark gave me a good storyline a couple weeks ago. I told him I was going to keep that.
Use
you
that
know. Definitely. He probably doesn't remember. I'm not going to sell it.
You're
going to
announce it on the air.
No, I'm going to keep it.
I thought that shoe shine shop in North Carolina he had for the book was pretty good for a play. I think we ought to just do the screenplay for that.
That is. That's true.
We got a Buckhead guy right here who could do some consulting on that because he has the same approach. And I need to introduce you to him later because I'll make sure he's on the front row with us at Mama's Prayer. So how do I get my ticket again?
www.mamasprayer.com.
We're going to fill up 1,200 seats.
Beautiful.
Right out the road by Six Flags on a Saturday afternoon in March.
Absolutely.
The Ides of March.
Now, the second part of the question, so what's a challenge in putting production like this, the scope and scale, and together?
You know, because as the director, you know, I'm writer / director, everything basically is on your shoulders, you know. Everything, you know, as far as, you know, the actors, the band, you know, communicating with the venue, you know, so you're literally trying to wear 4 and 5 different hats, you know, and that's when the stress level kind of gets higher and higher and higher because, you know, you want a successful project,
sure.
You know, production, you know, if it succeeds, then, you know, people look at you as, man, you're a genius. That worked. That went well. If it fails, then like, oh man, he bombed it, you know. So it is stressful at times and stuff, you know. So I'm really glad to have you know, Break a Leg Talent with, you know, Mark and Jacqueline. That's his business partner out of
New York,
you know. I'm glad to have them there, you know. So anytime I need to, you know, talk or discuss anything, you know, they give me that lending ear, you know. So they take a lot of weight off of me, so that's good.
Yeah, Reginald, he's always so pumped up, you know, we almost have to hold him back. You know, he's like a thoroughbred horse in a race, you know, like, whoa, you know, hold. But he has so many great ideas. He didn't tell you what he wants to do after the play goes on tour. Like, the play is touring Atlanta right now, and we'll go, you know, different different. Hey there, Michael. Michael's taking pictures in the studio. He wants to make it a movie.
Yeah. So Reginald, yes. I got a great question for you.
Yes.
What are you planning on doing after the play wraps?
Good question. Wow.
Mark, next time write those down so I can get credit for it. So okay. It looks like I'm smarter than I am.
Yeah. No problem. Right. No problem, Mike.
Well, thanks for asking that. But basically, that's what, you know, Mark is right. We plan on going on tour with this. This is what we're doing. We're starting here, home, Atlanta, and we want to go on a 16-city tour, you know, and then afterwards, towards the end of the year, Mark told me that we're gonna do, you know, he's gonna have a movie deal for me by the end of this year.
Wow.
So but what's so interesting about that is I actually wrote the screen play to the stage play like 3 years ago, so the movie is already written. Just basically and, you know, like Mark said, you know, Mark is aware, you know, I have multiple plays written. I have music written, you know, the movie to Mama's Prayer already written. And so Mark said, let's get the play off the ground.
Sure.
Get that running, you know, spark a buzz, get some followers, basically building our brand. And then when we go from there, bam, knock them out with the movie.
Plus, I imagine you can kind of like it's a fluid project that you can kind of tweak as you go and fine tune or whatever before the cameras start rolling, so to speak, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, it's been a thrill and a pleasure having everyone here in the studio this morning.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, you know, with the weather conditions that were forecasted, I think it turned out fine, but I know there was a couple people concerned about that, so I appreciate you making the effort out here. And any closing thoughts?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank a few people. Michael Moore, great guy. I met him in the lobby here and co-host.
My pleasure.
Michael, I love what you're doing. I was listening to your story, you know, with the Buckhead breakfast and the...
We'll get you cranked in there
a
little bit.
Was that the over 50 group?
Yeah, the over 50. You'll get close.
Give or take. Yeah.
Y'all got room for in the Ritz group for entrepreneur?
We got one. Matter of fact, to give a little plug, www.ritzgroup.com. Org, mm-hmm. And that meeting is this Thursday afternoon from 4:30 to 7:30.
All right.
Just log on the website, register, and I'll look forward to seeing you there. I think Rich might be there as well.
Will do. I got to have you come out to my networking event.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we get you some soul food.
Might even have a $100 table.
All right.
Nice.
And Rich, hey, as always, I always wanted to thank you for supporting me, coming to all of my events. And if you're not at my event, I'm going to send a car for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
I just wanted to thank everybody, and you know, I thank my parents for you know, always instilling in me to chase your goals and be focused and do what your dreams are and where your passions are. You know, a lot of times people work a regular job and they're like, you know, I hate my job, but I really want to do this or I really want to do that. Well, I get to do that every day. I love my job. I love what I do, and you know, I give my thanks to my father being in business 31 years, you know, in a shoe shop, and my brother 25 years for doing Greek paraphernalia. And, you know, I thank my business partner, Jacqueline Kennedy in New York, for being my sounding board when I got a million ideas. And she's like, okay, let's focus on one.
Right.
And my mom for always being my rocks. You know, she's always been there and, you know, just gives me that extra push and encouragement. And so I wouldn't be able to do what I do on a daily basis without my crew. And my support group.
Absolutely. It's who you are is who you surround yourself with, right?
Well, Rich, it's good to be with you. I know we'll be back soon getting some more good folks in front of us.
Yep. Thank you. And thank you, Rich, for having me.
Absolutely. And
thank you.
I have a closing thought based on your slogan for your website, right? If you don't have a website, you're probably not in business.
That's right.
Right? So I think we can expound on that by saying if you're not at Mark's networking event, then you're probably not a serious networker.
Exactly.
Or at the Ritz Group and some other great events we have going on here in Atlanta and Buckhead. So once again, thanks for everyone for being here at Buckhead Business Radio X, and we'll look forward to seeing everyone next week. Same time, same channel.